WJOE, and I love you.
So I'm going to do a reading of this rock opera I'm writing with the music added at the right places. It's called Safely Limitless by Joe Broom, a rock opera with links to each song. Fade in with sunset colors in a park, a group of men, women, with musical instruments around a trash can fire, stage right, and a girl on a bench, stage left. One of the men around the fire speaks, calling attention to himself by throwing his arms up, the lead guitar player says. I was playing Stairway, and the music store guy yelled at me. The rest of the group mumble and chuckle. The lead guitar continues, more upset. So I started playing Wishing You Were Here, and the guy yelled he was going to make a sign so people wouldn't play those songs. The group is more attentive. The lead guitar continues. I told the guy I wanted to try out the guitar, and he just waved me off. I started playing Over the Hills and Far Away, and he acted like that's okay. He went back in his office. The lead guitar player ends his story by shaking his head and starting to play the instrumental portion of Self-Help. As Joey, the lead singer, gets up from the band, swings his guitar to his back, and moves toward the girl on the bench, he clearly recognizes her. Nature sounds are broken by Joey's voice from behind a tree calling out, Minji? Minji answers in surprise, yes. Joey looks out from behind the tree, repeating, Minji? Minji looks around slightly annoyed and repeats, yes. Joey steps into view. He perks up at the sound of Minji's voice. You're in my social psychology class. Minji adjusts her seating position and turns to Joey's direction. She acts as if it's obvious when she speaks. I know. Joey doesn't notice Minji's shortness of temper and continues, you're always smiling. Minji answers with confidence and humor. It's part of my plan to fix the world. Joey smiles and is encouraged by Minji's participation. Joey, so you're a dreamer. The instrumental portion of the song Self-Help continues as Minji speaks. Minji responds playfully but defiantly. So what if it's a dream? Dreams come true. Joey starts to say, but, and she starts singing the song. The spotlight focuses on Minji as the instrumental portion of Self-Help ends, and Minji continues to look the direction of Joey. The spot zooms on her, seated on the bench, and the rest of the environment blacks out as she sings. She looks at the audience. She looks delighted and mildly surprised.
Yeah, it's surprising to me too. Then you start it all again and make some wishes for your friends.
She looks more determined.
Got it down. Pass those little dreams around. You say you wish for perfect fitness. Well, can I get a freaking wish?
She looks invigorated.
Family stay together.
she settles into confidence. During the lead guitar portion of the song, Minji looks around enjoying the music and stands defiantly for the last verse. The lights return, exposing the park and Joey observing her with interest. Joey interrupts Minji's train of thought, inserting himself overconfidently. Minji begins to walk away as Joey follows for two steps, and then she stops to listen as he is boasting. He says, "I'm in a band, and we're going to be huge." Minji starts to say, "What kind of?" And Joey bursts in saying, "Songs about chicks, mostly." Mischievously, Minji answers, "So all your fans are guys?" And the intro to Play Some Football begins, and the band is playing. Joey looks perplexed momentarily. "You don't like love songs?" Minji looks at Joey knowingly and sits on the bench. The band is lit from behind as they play. Joey's manner builds in confidence, moving with his head-banging gestures to the music. Having pulled the guitar from hanging on his back, he puts his foot on the bench and, with his head up, singing.
"Next time we talk about my music."
Minji accommodates Joey's somewhat reckless movements.
She didn't want me to hear.
Joey is singing and playing the guitar with the band.
"At lunchtime and talked about her fighting friends. And I met her fellow workmates. We did a little laughing. This song is not about Heather. I sing about a lot of chicks. She may think I like her better, but I just wanna play with her football." "She heard me play my music. I said I'd like to get to know you. This did not please her friends. They all went home. We ate again at lunchtime. I rode in her dirty car, and I told her that I liked her. She said I talked too slow."
Joey's marching around during the chorus.
"I sing about a lot of chicks. She may think I like her better, but I just wanna play with her football. Yeah, I just wanna play some football."
Joey strikes the guitar wildly.
"She heard heard me play again and gave a big sexy hug. I like a good mixed message, and I gave her a set of drumsticks. She heard me play again and said that she is not a drummer. I told her I would show her how, and I kissed her neck.
Minji stands and walks off without Joey noticing. Joey resumes marching with the chorus of the song.
But I still wanna play with her football.
The curtain closes in front of the band, but they remain silhouetted behind the curtain. Joey says, well, and he looks around to see that he's alone. Still pumped up, he continues to look around as he walks off to join the band. He says, Minji? And it all fades to black as Joey exits confidently, bewildered with the intro music of the song Somewhere playing loudly and the lead guitar moving away from the rest of the band, still in silhouette. Fade in, Minji in the spotlight with projection of a sunset in the background. She begins singing Everywhere, which began in the previous scene. The background changes with animations matching each description from the song, overlapping the silhouette of the band and on a translucent curtain. During the instrumental portion of the song, the light focuses on Minji's face as she turns away slowly, till the light moves through her and focuses back on the animated sunrise, all in blue. Fade to black with 3 seconds of silence counted off with the side of a drum when colored rock and roll stage lights explode, revealing the band playing the intro of I Want It All. Just as the lyrics are about to begin, Joey struts from the stage right, singing and gesturing with choreographed rock and roll performance.
I want it all. I want it. Someone is reaching out to you now. And you look like a princess, or like wild girl. You feel like my pillow, or like a gymnast. You fly like a rocket, or like a kite. You're there when I need you, or when I find you. I want it all. I want it all. I want it.
The whole band
Someone
does the chorus.
Is reaching out to you now. Talk like a queen, or like a peasant. Dance like a baby, or like a pro. You sing like an animal, or like a star. You're there when I need you, or when I find you. I want it all. I want it all. I want it. Someone is reaching out to you now. Meet me in the garden, even if it's raining, it's okay. Move like an angel, or like a monkey. Touch me like my mother, or like my lover. You know about people like a social psychologist. You're there when I need you, when I find you. I want it all. I want it all.
Joey and the band members reward each other with encouraging words and gestures.
Woo-hoo!
The band member on the bass says, "That was pretty good." The band member on the lead guitar, in a crude tone of voice, "I want it from all my chicks." The bass player sarcastically says, "Yeah, right, all your chicks." Joey said, "I talked to a girl today." Camera focuses on Joey pondering as he speaks. The instrumental intro of Surfing with a Sail begins, and a projection of the ocean with huge waves appears behind him. Then animation of a girl in a burqa being chased by adults as she pulls a surfboard out of a bush, runs into the ocean as she paddles away from the yelling adults. She throws her clothing onto a mast and it fills with wind and she disappears into the distance. Joey's last word echoes as the light pans to Minji. As the instrumental portion of the song Surfing with a Sail intro ends, the curtain closes on the band, leaving them in silhouette, and Minji sings with composure as the song progresses. Animations illustrate each image from the song.
I've got to reach the other island. I know it's there because I saw. We went past when we were children. Got to get myself across. I'm gonna reach the other island. Got the dolphins in my wake. It's like we're all together flying, making sounds that seagulls make. Going surfing with the sail.
Sail outro ends with Minji as she walks off stage left. The curtain rises on the band patting each other on the back in a decrepit environment, encouraging each other, except for the drummer who is yelling, the drummer, "We can't go on living like this. We don't have a home base. We're essentially homeless. We are homeless." Joey, trying to change the mood, "It won't always be like this." The drummer, "You think tomorrow we won't be camping outside the gig wherever we can find a hiding place? Get real, bro." The bass player says, "Give it a little more time. We agreed to stick with it till the New Year's gig." Lead guitar, "We said we would stay positive till then." Drummer, "I'm kicking Joey's ass the morning of the 1st of January if I'm not in a nice hotel room." Drummer glares at Joey as he picks up his school books and marches away from the group and into the park. Joey is holding his books in the park again as it lights up. Minji appears in school clothes from stage left and Joey doesn't notice until she passes. Joey turns, makes a surprised gesture, blurting out as he's clearing his throat, trying to think of something to say, "Minji?" Minji slows down and turns her head. "Yes?" Joey, "Did I tell you I'm part indigenous?" Joey hits himself and rolls his eyes as if he knows he should have said something else. Minji, "I think that's something you should be proud of. I'm proud of my heritage." Instrumental intro of New World Chief begins and the silhouette of the band fades in with the projection of an Indian village. Joey is comforted by her words and exaggerates the importance of his assertions with his gestures as he catches up with the slowing Minji, who just accepts the attention of Joey but is not participating. Joey and Minji continue off stage right, and an animation of a father and son, Native American, fills the screen with a story following the lyrics of the New World Chief, which Joey says, "Our path has ended here. The buffalo, the swift
loved young Doe. The land you love so dear. But don't forget the woods, my son. Are those you're leaving here? Father loves you more than life, like mother loves you, dear. But father, I like not their ways. To me they seem untrue. I want to grow to be a chief. I want to be like you. Your words lie heavy on my heart. Our fathers tried. They fought the white men one by one, and one by one they died. So you must learn to use your eye that tracks so many deer, and learn to read the New World tracks that make the new world clear. And listen with the rabbit's ear. Remember what you've heard. And when you hear your true friend speak, burn on your heart.
Fade out as the outro finishes the song, and fade into Minji and Joey in the class, with Minji indicating to Joey to be quiet. The instrumental intro of Man in the Long White Coat begins as she speaks. The two look startled and look at the front of the room. Minji stands and yells with anger. Minji:
I'm afraid I don't see it that way, Mr. Kirkman. Don't you want us to think for ourselves?
Joey looks embarrassed at first, but then adopts the gestures of defiance, corroborating Minji's words. When she starts to be seated, Joey reaches for her shoulder and she stands again singing. She remains standing and begins to sing. The spotlight focuses on Minji as the background blacks out except for the outline of the band in the background.
Even if he's far away, I get a second opinion, third opinion, fourth opinion. Still I know as much as they do, and I can make a decision. The man with the stars and stripes said, kill your brother with the rocket's right there. I won't, even if I can't hear the scream.
As Minji sings, she makes defiant gestures, moving in front of the band. As the outro of Man in the Long White Coat ends, Joey and Minji are walking in the park with Joey attempting to calm her down. Joey, don't take it personally. He's just teaching what he's paid to teach. In another one of my classes, they told me a way to stay happy. It's called managed impression. Minji brushes Joey off while pouting. Joey continues, this is the first time I ever saw you without that smile you said you were going to use to fix the world. Minji finally adopts a positive gait and laughs subtly as the intro of the song ends and Joey begins to sing. For the first time, they move around the park together.
You must know what to eat. Where did you get that perfect food? From the tropics or the mountains or from the sea? Tell me, you perfect person, I want to be like you. This is a managed impression, 'cause I depend on reflected appraisals to inspire my self-image and my behavior, improve my progress. Look at you.
Joey points at Minji as he sings, look at you. Joey points at himself, then Minji when he says, I want to be like you. The lead guitar plays, and Joey is acting like a clown to entertain Minji, who started to laugh with him. During the instrumental outro, Minji and Joey gesture in agreement as they point to a poster about an art show. They split up and leave to stage left and right with happy faces when Minji gestures in the affirmative. Fade to black as the instrumental intro of We Are Unique begins, and a spotlight moves from the art show poster to the interior of a girl's bedroom. Minji falls on the bed in a great mood as she begins to sing.
When our brothers and our sisters have a childhood to remember, and we spent it in the trees catching dragonflies and bees, we will never continuing to grow, and we think we'll stay together till our jobs are getting better. Then we start to meet our misters, and we're bragging to our sisters, the good guys and the bad, and comparing them to dad. We are unique like everybody else, so we watch ourselves performing.
Minji gets out of bed and looks in a drawer, dancing around during the lead guitar part. The phone rings during the instrumental closing of the song, and she moves quickly for the phone answering. She speaks, and a spotlight exposes Joey on a cell phone with the guys in the band, the bass player. Tell her you can't go! Joey puts his hand over the phone, looking angrily. The drummer says, are you gonna let her run your life? Joey gestures to the others to be quiet, and he speaks into the phone. Joey, did you really want to go to that art show tonight? Minji sits alert and answers, it was your idea. What's wrong? The intro of What Is Up With Guys begins as the bedroom fades, and Minji is in the spotlight with Joey in a spotlight on the opposite side of the stage. Joey, yeah, that's what I mean. You didn't even think of it, and I have to practice. The band lights up in their trashy practice room. Minji hangs up, a little concerned but not angry. The guys in the band are coaxing Joey to participate occasionally when he looks at the flyer for the art show.
Religion, so that she can get along.
me what is up with guys. I told her we are just like you. We tend to take
during the lead portion of the song, Joey is committed to the song and continues till the end.
Turns to the phone and the band blacks out with the members making fun. And Minji begins to be lit in her room, the drummer, pretending to be a girl.
Oh, Joey, I was so worried. What about our lovely plans?
The bass guitar.
No, it's more like...
And then he makes a whipping gesture and sound.
Shwack! I've got the good stuff. I make the rules.
The lead guitar, laughing and cutting in.
That's what I think. She's got him by the...
And the band fades out. Minji fades in. Minji.
Yes?
What is it now?
Joey.
So you're grumpy with me.
Minji.
We do have a plan, no matter who thought of it.
Joey.
I'm sorry, we didn't even need to practice because everyone knows the songs for tomorrow night.
Minji.
Were you going to tell me?
Minji realizes she may be presumptuous and covers with, how did practice go?
Joey suspects Minji is becoming interested and knows she may want to see him play.
Minji and Joey at the same time say, the art show is still open.
Minji,
I was just about to go to bed, but I could meet you there
in 20 minutes.
Joey,
great, I'll see you there.
The lead guitar starts the introduction of Life's Not Hard.
Joey makes a subtle face while he's playing the harmonica like he understands, and he runs off stage excited.
Minji looks at herself in the mirror, and seeing she's ready to go, she sits with a hint of humor, plopping her sweater in her lap, clearly waiting for some time to pass before she leaves and begins to sing.
Started out to have some fun. They wanna play like anyone. They made it seem like it was hard. Before the earth had hardly cooled, they did not know what not to do. They did not know that it's not hard. 200,000 years have sung their song. Way too many people sang along. They are convinced that it is hard. Now every single little baby laughs, with mom and daddy taking photographs. And they say, hey baby, life is hard. Well, maybe I'm just a little slow. I'm getting older and I still don't know. I've come to think it doesn't have to be that hard. I can make it all by myself now. I've been through enough to find my way. I can sit and tell you what I want now. And you can help cause you're my lucky break.
Minji stands and dances during the lead portion of the song.
I've lived for an eternity, but then you'll know that life's not hard. And everyone will know, and everyone will win. Everybody started joining in. They practiced up, so it's not hard. See what I'm thinking, man, I know what we know. We can't help laughing when we see it grow. This cup half full shows it's not hard. This cup half full proves it's not hard. I can make it all by myself now. I've been through enough to find my way. I can sit and tell you what I want now. And you can help, cause you're my lucky break.
As the instrumental ending of the song plays, Minji looks at her phone again and dashes off stage. Stage fades to black. Stage right lights up, exposing a sparse art show with a large installation in the center of a small gallery. Stage right curtain is the entrance of the gallery, and there are two walls with paintings behind the large central art object. One wall is slightly further back, creating the illusion of a second room behind the closer room with the art object. Joy arrives and waits by the entrance, stage right, for a short time, but finds himself drawn to the exotic structure in the center of the room. Just as he reaches the backside of the object opposite the door, Minji arrives and waits for a short time by the door. When she decides to observe the artwork, she walks in and around the central piece as Joy confidently walks on the opposite side, back toward the front door. He makes his way to the door and looks out as she wanders the whole circumference of the central installation, looks in the direction of the door where he has stepped outside, and then makes her way into the opening in the central installation and breathes a quiet gasp. Joey re-enters the room, stands by the door a moment, and is distracted by the side room and walks just out of sight of the installation, but visible to the audience as Minji steps out of the artwork, impressed as she glances at the door again, moving around to the back of the large piece of art. Joy's expression moves from clearly wishing to surprise Minji to thumbing through his phone with subtle anxious gestures. He holds it to his ear, indicating that it is out of battery power, and he gestures in disbelief. Minji is looking at the paintings on the closer wall and moves to the imaginary wall facing the entrance and looking at the paintings. Joey mutters desperately, "Battery! Unbelievable!" Finally, he steps out of the side room and follows another patron into the installation, as he didn't seem to have recognized it had an opening until then. The two gasp together, and Minji moves around to the entrance of the huge art piece as the other art lover walks out of the piece and then out of the gallery, elated. Minji briefly looks into the side room and leaves the gallery in frustration. The stage fades out as Joey steps out of the art piece in the center of the room, and the drummer and bass guitar begin the song Sing Pretty. The stage lights join in with the song intro, and Joey makes his way in front of the band with a small crowd of people who are sitting on the floor calling to the band. The spotlight falls on Joey as he starts singing.
I try to sing pretty, but I don't have to sing. Got so many dreams, I sing them to remember. so I sing about my family, sing about women, sing about the windswept feelings that I feel. Rain coming down, rocky red horizons, cool splashy waters, the sun is shining through me, and I try to sing pretty, but I know I have to sing. Got so many dreams, I sing them to remember. Maybe if I sing, I'll get a little better, cause I got so many wishes, I get a lot of practice. So I sing of underwater, where the manta rays are swimming, deep sea creatures find a mate to have a swim with.
During the lead portion of the song, the drummer throws two t-shirts to the audience, and some of the audience stands for the rest of the performance.
And I sing about the dolphin jumping right out of the water. He looks up at the stars so he knows which way he's going. Sing about the planets and the moon and the eagles and their strong slow motion when I see them in my thoughts. Maybe if I sing, something good will happen. Maybe if I sing my wishes, everyone will win. So I sing about utopia, tree ripened fruit, wild running animals when they shiver with excitement, pretty hair, translucent leaves, and enormous crowds of people singing all about their wishes. Maybe if I sing, I'll get a little better. I got so many wishes that I'll get a lot of practice.
During the second lead portion of the song, Minji arrives and strays off to the side. When she does finally leave, she walks across the back of the audience, and Joey clearly sees her as she exits. Unaware, Joey saw her.
To remember, so sing about my family, and sing about women, and sing about the windswept feelings that I feel.
As the song ends, Joey runs off the stage in the direction that Minji left. The stage, the audience cheering, and the music fades out. Then the schoolroom lights, with the teacher pontificating with his gestures as the introduction of A Hint from World Religion begins. The light focuses on Minji, and the teacher falls silent to listen. Minji starts to sing with slightly annoyed gestures. Joey enters running but stops when he sees Minji, and he sits in his desk behind her singing the chorus, na na na. Minji doesn't respond to him. The
they both sing the na-na-na part of the song, and then the lead guitar plays. With Joey and Minji seated. Joey sings the na-na chorus with Minji as she clearly ignores him. The lead guitar ends as Joey looks disappointed. The intro music to the song Empathy begins. And the lights come up on the teacher and the two in the classroom. Minji with her eyes rolled back and Joey concerned and searching for what to say when the teacher's voice calls out loudly, the teacher. There can be no ethics without the guidance of our Lord. Joey appears caught off guard, but clearly armed with a response as he raises his hand with excited gestures. Minji turns slightly and asks with some concern, "What do you know?" Joey interrupts Minji with the opening line to the last song Minji just sang. "I'm just agreeing with you. We made up those religions because we do not want to die. We don't need anyone to force us to be ethical or empathic." The silhouetted band glows warm gold light behind the classroom desks as Joy begins to sing and Minji listens with gradually warming gestures throughout the song.
To figure out what you've been through, and you don't have to be like me to have a little empathy. My family keeps my head in line. I send them email all the time. I tell them what I'm going to do. Sometimes they ask me not to. It helps know what they would think. Check my raging rationale. They keep a damper on the king. My family a pin pals. And I don't have to be like you to figure out what you've been through. And you don't have to be like me to feel a little empathy. My
dad was teaching me.
Minji remains facing the front of the class, but begins with a coy expression and builds confidence.
When the car popped out, he said, "You're in the right, but they would be dead. Or if you hit that running kid, think when his mother hears what you did."
During the lead guitar, Minji turns partially around and they sing the following lines together.
And I don't have to be like you to figure out what you've been through. And you don't have to be like me to try a little empathy. What do you think?
Joey sings this. Joey and Minji sing this. Minji sings by herself.
When I can walk in someone's shoes,
Joey sings.
I get more options I can use.
During the lead, the two lean together and he reaches for her hand. And they both face the teacher and continue.
And I don't want to be like you, but I can figure out what you've been through.
The two hold hands as best they can in the awkward desks and finish the song together. The stage fades to black as the music ends and there's a pause. The guitar intro to Crazy Loves begins and the band's stage light exposes the band with Joey playing the guitar part. Minji enters as if she may be part of the crowd, but the last moment turns with her arms stretched out and starts singing.
Working with our crazy loves, but glad we get to practice getting better at a crazy love. Your mama taught you everything, now teaching is your crazy love. Even if your students mean, you profit from your crazy love. Raised on classical music, now rocking is your crazy love. But you play for free cause you're learning your crazy love. You could practice music, but you're afraid of all the rules. If you don't practice music, you will practice what you fall into. Your daddy works all day.
Minji works the crowd.
He's making money for his crazy love. He's daddy to the neighborhood, so parenthood's your crazy love. We've had our hard times, they're keeping us from crazy love. But we practice our favorite things, pushing to our crazy love. You could study art, but you're afraid of all the rules. If you don't study art, you will study what you fall into.
During the lead portion of the song, she's singing the improvised vocals. Stretch the ending of the song, thank the crowd, and bow, naming the band members as they continue with an instrumental version of Crazy Loves. Hey, folks, give me some feedback on this. What should I do to make a better presentation? I want to put on this show at theaters, movie theaters, that have the option to have live performances. And I want to do it this summer. And so I'm putting the band together already, but I need the actors and the sets. And I need this presentation to be motivational to anybody who's going to help me. Thanks again for listening, and I'm sorry I was sick last week.
WJOE, and I love you.